Governor Nathan Deal's top priority in this year's session of the legislature is improving struggling schools. Now, these schools often have problems that go way beyond academics. WABE's Martha Dalton visited a DeKalb County school to see how it is handling all of those issues.
These kindergartners at Flat Shoals Elementary School are painting with slime.
Y'all got it?
Yeah, me too.
It's supposed to be messy. That's what kindergarten is about.
The kids are all engaged, excited, and seemingly happy. You can't tell some of them are dealing with serious problems. But Tina Johnson, the school counselor, says they are.
All of our kids come with some kind of baggage. Our community as a whole has a lot of baggage.
By baggage, she means
a lot of abuse is going on, parental disagreements and that kind of thing. They bring that with them.
The population at Flat Shoals is poor. It's also transient. That is, families move a lot. Sometimes they need to find lower rents, or they're forced to move when their apartment complex is sold. Ebony Cobb teaches third grade here.
We're expected to meet the same criteria as a more affluent area. And I just think it's unfair, even though I expect my children to, you know, reach at a certain level and I have high expectations. We're just not on the same playing field.
Cobb grew up poor and relates to many of her students. She says to them, school is a haven.
Even if they come in the door and they're upset, they know that somebody in this building is going to take the time out to try to figure out what is it.
But when teachers spend time being parents and counselors, they have less time to teach. Flat Shoals students scored far below average on state tests last year. Of course, it's hard to learn when you're moving so often, and more than half the kids who start the year at Flat Shoals will finish somewhere else. And that can be a tough adjustment for teachers, especially new ones.
Coming in the beginning, I was initially one of those teachers like, where is your pencil? Why didn't your mama give you this?
Third grade teacher David Aiken had to learn to relate his first year.
Because in my background, my parents were the parents that sent the tissue and the pencils for the whole school year, the notebook paper. We had everything.
He knows better than to ask his students about pencils now, but he says his teacher training program in college didn't prepare him for the problems poor students bring to school. In fact, Flat Shoals teachers go through trauma training to learn how to support their kids. They're also required to go into the community and talk to families before the school year. David Aiken remembers going to one apartment complex in particular.
When we pulled up, I literally said out loud, no one lives here, because the grass was overgrown, some of the windows and apartments were broken out, some were boarded up, the pool was green.
But some of his students did live there. School counselor Tina Johnson says the experience helps some teachers better understand their students.
It was very emotional for our teachers, but I think it benefited us this year in that now we are embracing our students.
And they want lawmakers to embrace them too. Ebony Cobb wants people to understand what teachers deal with.
We need everybody. We need the governor. We need everybody to come in and spend some time in this building.
Republican Representative Kevin Tanner is one of the architects of Governor Deal's school turnaround plan. He says he has spent time in poor schools.
If it's going to work, it's going to require everyone working together. And there's such a mistrust between local schools and the state, and we've got to bridge that gap.
And time is running out. There are only 3 weeks left for lawmakers to build trust and show they know best how to help struggling schools. Martha Dalton, WABE News.